The state government is gearing up for the battle against opioid addiction. Andy Jones, the section chief for the Department of Health and Social Services, is heading up a new statewide program to get the drug Naloxone, also known by its commercial name Narcan, into the hands of heroin users, no matter where they live. Alaska recently received a $4.2 million grant for a five-year Project Hope program from the federal government's Department of Health and Human Services.
And what that equates to is about 5,000 of these life-saving kits every year.
Jones says it was a fight just getting the funds because the opioid epidemic is not only here, it's also in the lower 48, where the number of deaths far exceeds those dying from heroin overdoses in Alaska.
If you look at one or two or three deaths, people in the lower 48 look at that as like, that's not significant. But that's not true. That's really significant to that community because they have a smaller population and they know each other. Those are their loved ones. And so we won that battle, which is exciting.
Since getting the money 2.5 months ago, Jones's team has developed kits with education and training materials and a simple drug delivery system to keep people alive when they are overdosing.
You know, if you ever have an allergy and you squirt up some type of anti-allergy up your nose, we're all familiar with that, right? It's very easy, the same concept. I actually taught my 3-year-old daughter how to use it. And when I did that, I was like, this is it.
This system, provided free through Project Hope, is not cheap. Buying it at a pharmacy costs $150 per dose. The same drug delivered through a needle costs a lot less, $20 to $30 per dose. Jones wants to work with health organizations, community groups, tribes, or anyone willing to help get the medicine to heroin drug users when they need it.